我们先有点祷告。
Let us first have a word of prayer.
爱我们的主，我们感谢你。
Now, dear Lord, who loves us, we thank thee.
晚上你把我们召聚到你面前来。
This evening, you gather us in thy presence.
每一次你都叫我们经历到你的宝贵。
Each time you do allow us to experience your preciousness.
主啊，你没有隐藏你的自己。
Lord, you have not hidden yourself.
你乐意把你自己向我们完全的显明。
You're willing to completely manifest yourself to
us. 所以在历史一直到今天，你没有停止说话。
So throughout history until today, you have not stopped speaking.
你不住地用着你的话来苏醒我们。
You continue to use thy word to awaken us.
主啊，我们实在是何等蒙爱的一群。
Lord, indeed, we are those whom you have loved.
你叫我们看见我们的道路。
You allow for us to see our way.
你也赏赐我们有走路的力量。
You also grant us the strength to go on the way.
谢谢我们的主。
Lord, we thank thee.
虽然你让我们经过许许多多的幽暗。
And even though you may allow for us to go through much darkness.
但是你总是我们的光。
But yet, you are our light.
你总是叫我们能脱离许多的缠绕。
And you always allow for us to be delivered from all the disturbances and the bondage.
因为你从死里复活的时候，显明了复活的大能是何等的浩大。
Because when you are raised from the dead, you manifest the great power of resurrection.
我们就凭着你这复活的能力，我们走过多少的路程。
And by thy resurrection power, we're able to go through much path.
我们今天仍然是仰望你。
Today we still look to thee.
借着这个复活的能力，引领我们进到你心意的最高处。
Through this power of resurrection, that you will lead us onto your heart's desire until the highest.
主啊，你从前如何在你的子民中间做工
？Lord, how have you worked in the past through your people?
你让我们今天也经历你同样在我们身上做工。
Likewise, let us experience your work in us today.
因为你没改变
because there's no change
从永远到永远你是神
from everlasting to everlasting
我们都在这里仰望你
here we look to thee
主啊晚上再次借着你从前做过的事今天照明我们里面的眼睛
Lord once again this evening through thy work in the past that you enlighten our eyes tonight
让我们一同看见跟随你的路
so that together we can see the way in which to follow after thee
也取用你的自己做我们的供应
and that we will appropriate thyself to be our portion
我们仰望
Lord we look to thee
带领我们进入你自己的话语的光里
lead us into the light of thy word
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名
we pray and look in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ
Amen 我们看何该书第一章
we look into Haggai chapter 1
从第一节开始
Starting with verse 1
我们还是念先念几节
We'll first read a few verses
大利乌王第二年六月初一日耶和华的话里借先知何该向犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约萨达的儿子大祭司约书亚说万军之耶和华如此说这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。
In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say, The time is not yet come, the time that the Lord's house should be built.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
哈该书一开头就把我们带到从被掳归回之地的百姓当时所碰上的难处里。
Even at the beginning of the book of Haggai, it brings us to the condition of the people of God when they return from captivity.
神按照他自己的信实让犹大的百姓在被掳之地过了七十年。
According to his faithfulness, God allowed for his people to spend 70 years in the land of exile.
而神就把他们从被掳之地带回犹大。
God has also brought them back from the land of captivity into Judah.
而并且指明你们回去目的是为了建造神的殿。
And has specifically pointed out the purpose of their return was to build the temple of God.
所以当他们回去的时候
So when they returned,
神已经非常明显的从环境从话语上头给犹大的百姓非常清楚的知道他们回去的目的。
God has already stated clearly from the beginning the condition and the purpose, the surrounding of their return, what it was when they returned.
而他们也很兴高采烈的回到犹大。
They also returned excitedly with joy to the land of Judah.
也在耶路撒冷开始为神的殿立了根基。
They also laid the foundation for the temple of God in Jerusalem.
但是当地的那个抵挡的势力在那里兴风作浪。
Yet as the opposition presented obstacles for them,
结果他们就从王那里来了一个命令。
As a result, there was a command from the king,
不让他们建造这个殿。
That would not allow for them to build this temple.
那么以色列人从那个时候开始就一停就停了十年多一点的时间，没有继续建造圣殿。
Now from that point on, the Israelites stopped building the temple for a bit over 10 years.
在那十年多的时间里头，
in that decade or more or so in that time,
事情就是这样的过去了。
This is how time passed.
神也没有给他们说话。
God did not speak to them.
那么因此在以色列人在犹大人的心思里头，
Therefore amongst the minds of the Jews,
他们就有一种错觉在那里。
They may have this misunderstanding there.
但神没有给我们再说话。
Now since God no longer speaking to us,
外面的环境是这个样，
And this is the external circumstance,
应该是建造神的殿的时间还没有来。
Perhaps the time is not yet come to build the house of the Lord.
所以王既然不给我们建，我们就停下来吧。
Now, since the king told us to stop, let us stop.
那他们这样一停下来，
Now they're stop.
神好像也让他们停下来。
It seems like God also allows them to cease.
但是我们读哈该书的时候，
But when we read the book of Haggai,
我们读到一件事情，
We read one thing.
神虽然没有说话，
Even though God did not speak,
但神没有停止工作，
Yet God did not cease to work.
在他们停止建殿的那一段日子，到神再次跟他们说话。
In the day when they stopped their work until the day which God spoke to them again.
在这十年多的时间的里头，
In this time period of over a decade,
他们并没有好日子过。
They did not live well.
但是他们好像并没有警觉。
Yet it seems like they were not alert to it.
我们回到迦南地，
We return to the land of Canaan.
是神叫我们回来的。
It is God who called us to return.
那回来我们那么长久，没有一件事情是如意的。
Now we return for such a long period, yet nothing is very smooth.
我们本来要建殿，
We wanted to build a temple,
不许我们建。
But the circumstances did not allow for us to do so.
那我们只好在这里生活。
Now we can only live here.
但是我们非常的劳碌。
Yeah, we labor much.
但只是我们所得的，好像叫我们生活上面还好像是抓金见肘啊。
And yet, even though we labor so much, yet our daily living, it seems like very scarce and barely meeting.
他们没有想到这是什么原因。
They didn't consider what the reason is.
但神就没有给他们再说什么话。
Yet, God did not say any more words to them.
现在十年多过去了。
Now, after a decade has passed,
神开始说话了。
God began to speak.
所以哈该书一开头就给我们看见神向他的百姓再说话了。
The book of Haggai shows us that God once began speaking to his people.
那我们弟兄姊妹们都知道。
Now brothers and sisters, you know.
我们的神是说话的神。
Our God is a God who speaks.
他乐意向人说话。
He is willing to speak to man.
他也是用着他的话来做工。
He also uses his word to work.
所以我们说到我们的神是说话的神的时候，
So when we mention the fact that our God is a God who speaks,
那是包括两个意思，最低限度。
At the very least, that incorporates two meanings.
一个就是他不隐藏他心里的意念。
One aspect is he does not hide the thoughts in his heart.
另一面是我们就注意到神就是用着他的话来成全他所要做的。
Another aspect is we see that God completes his work through his word.
但是我们在这里就 看到一个问题。
Here we see this issue.
十年多的光阴，
oh,
神静止下来，没有说话。
Over a decade of time, God ceased to speak. He did not speak.
弟兄姊妹，这是不寻常的事。
Brothers and sisters, this is not common.
我们如果不留意这一个，
now if we do not pay attention to
我们觉得这没什么了不起。
We feel what's so strange about this.
但是如果我们注意到这一样，
But if we take note of that point,
我们就留意到这里面有好些事情我们不能忽略。
Then we discover there are many things within that point we cannot be careless.
因为神不向人说话，一定有原因。
If God does not speak to man, there must be a reason.
什么原因呢？
What is the reason?
当然不是唯一，只有一种原因。
Of course, there's not only one particular reason.
会有很多种的原因。
There may be many reasons.
但是是许多不同的原因。
But all these reasons,
综合起来，
when you summarize it,
离不开这一个。
It cannot depart away from this.
要么就是神的百姓不要听神的话。
That is, the people of God would not want to hear the word of God.
要么就是百姓听了神的话，但是他不觉得神的话跟他们有什么直接的关系。
Or that the people of God would hear the word of God, yet after they have heard, they do not feel a direct relationship to the word of God.
还有一种光景。
There's another condition.
就是百姓在没有得着神的话以前，他们已经去做成了一些事，但是没有发觉那些事情是不应该存留。
That is, the people of God may have done something in particular before they received the word of God, yet they do not feel what they have done is something that's not pleasing to God.
这几种光景是最普遍的出现的了。
Now these conditions are very common.
除了这些，也许它还有好些。
Now aside from these conditions, there may be other reasons.
但是我们从圣经里面所记载的和我们自己所经历的，
yet from what is recorded in the scriptures and our own personal experience,
我们发觉刚才所提的那三种光景是很普遍，很普遍。
We discover those three conditions are very common reasons why God would not speak to his people.
如果我们灵里面是苏醒的，
now we're somewhat alert in our spirit,
等到我们警觉，神好像好些日子没有给我们说话了。
When we're alert, it seems like it has been quite some days since God has spoken to us.
那我们应该有反应。
Then we should have a response.
如果我们没有因着神不说话而有反应，
now we do not have any response to the fact that God did not speak to us,
那恐怕我们里面的光景不大对了。
Perhaps it may be that we are not right within.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
现在神经过一长段的时间不说话。
Now God has gone through an extended period of time and did not speak.
现在神重新说话。
Now God once again speaks.
那当神一说话的时候，
Now when God speaks,
弟兄姊妹，你看到一个这样的结果，
Brothers and sisters, you see this result.
一定是这样的。
It must be this way.
神重新向人说话，
When God once again speaks to man,
或者说神就是向人说话，
Or when God speaks to man,
非常明显的神有一个意思，
There's a very evident purpose there,
就是叫人得着释放。
That is to deliver man toGive man freedom.
神不向人说话是因为人受了捆绑。
When God does not speak to man, it's because man is bound.
人里面昏沉。
That in their spirit, it is dim and dark.
人和神中间的交通有了阻隔。
There is a hindrance, a obstacle between the fellowship between God and man, so God will not speak.
等到时间到了，
Now when time comes,
神重新向人说话，
When God once again speaks to man,
那神说话的目的，
the purpose of God speaking,
一定是叫人从捆绑里面的释放。
It must be that God will set man free from his bondage.
比如说我们看圣经里面给我们留意到的历史。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we see the scriptural history,
我们比较熟悉的，
we're more familiar.
那是亚伯拉罕娶了夏甲，生了以实玛利。
That is, after Abraham took Hagar and also gave birth to Ishmael.
那这个事情对亚伯拉罕来说他很满意了。
Now to Abraham, he was very happy with that.
因为我有了儿子了。
Because now I have a son.
我有后裔了。
Now I have an heir.
但是这个后裔出现在他面前的时候，
Yet when this heir is presented before him,
就引来一个结果，
brought this result.
神停止没说话。
God stopped to speaking to him.
比如说我们都熟悉亚伯兰的这一段的事情。
Now brothers and sisters, we're familiar with this event of Abraham.
这是非常明确的。
This is very clear.
那然后呢？
And then,
我们也看到大力乌王
We also see here in the second year of Darius the king when God speaks to
Haggai.
Now, because we're going to look to, through this, we won't mention it now. But when we look forward to notice, we see one thing even greater. Because when God did not speak to Abram, it was 13 years. When God did not speak to the Jews, it was over 10 years. But there was a period of time. God did not speak to his people for 400 years.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, that is very solemn. Because the time was extended to such a long period.
400年,
for 400 years, God did not speak to his people.
那是什么时候呢?
When was that?
两月之间,
that was after the two covenants, the Old and New Testament.
在旧约到新约的当中, 有那400年,
from the Old Testament to the New Testament, there was a 400 years
gap.
That is after God used Malachi to speak to the Jews. Then for 400 years, God did not speak. That was the way, the condition which the people of God spent their 400 years very confused and dim and dark. But we thank the Lord. In history, because man cannot follow on or because of the foolishness of man, God stopped speaking to man. But even the period in which God stopped speaking, there is a term. When the due time comes, once again, God will speak to man. When God's words once again are manifested, those who hear the word of God will be delivered. That was the case with Abram. In the days of Haggai, the Jews were this way. It is the same for the people of God after the covenant and between the two covenants. When John the Baptist came out to restore the speaking, it seems like now the Jews have a ray of light. And when our Lord also spoke to man, brothers and sisters, you can see, those who desire to seek after God, they found a way. Regardless of what the condition is, as long as when God restores to speak again, man will be set free before God. Now we see in the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, the first day of the month,
耶和华的话借先知哈该向犹大省长
came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jehozadak the high priest, saying,
我们在这里也看到,
here we also see,
神开始说话的时候,
when God begins to speak,
神就找到那些能接受他的话, 又乐意来跟随他的话,
God first speaks to those who are willing, able to accept his words, and also willing and joyfully will follow his words.
在当时犹大人从心思里头没有一个意念说究竟什么时候我们重新恢复建造圣殿的工程。
During that period, that time, there is nothing in the mind and heart of the Jews that would begin to think, when will it be that we'll once again restart the building process of the temple of God?
在人这一边来看,
on man's side,
好像人全忘记了他们要重新建造圣殿的
It seems as if they have completely forgotten about this matter, this fact of rebuilding the temple. Yet, even though man may forget the work that God will do, yet God have not forgotten His work. So, when the time came, God spoke. God first speaks to the leaders amongst the people.
然后让首领们从里面苏醒过来的时候,
and then when the leaders are awakened from within,
然后就向神的众百姓也说话了,
and then he also speaks to his people.
我们实在感谢我们的神,
indeed we thank our God.
我们一面是看见,
on the one hand we see,
尽管人会忘记神所要做的,
even though man may forget what God wants to do.
但是神没有忘记他在人中间要显明的。
Yet God will not forget what He will manifest amongst men.
这一点我们从神造人的那个事情开始，一直看到今天，我们也看见神这样的在人中间做工。
This is a point that we're able to see that God is still doing and working at from the creation of man until today.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那现在我们要留意了。
Now we have to take note.
过去那十年多,
in the time period for over a decade, God did not speak.
什么原因让神没有说话?
What is the reason that allowed for God not to speak?
那当神向哈该开始说话的时候,
now when God began to speak to Haggai,
神指出了他为什么停止不说话。
God pointed out why he stopped to speak.
你留意神首先向哈该说话,
take note first that God first speaks to Haggai,
然后向所罗巴伯和约书亚两个人说话,
and then he speaks to Zerubbabel and Joshua.
那弟兄姊妹你留意,
brothers and sisters, take note,
起初神向三个人讲话,
at the beginning God speaks to these three,
这三个人就是 弥赛亚的
Now these three are in the office in the ministry of the Messiah.
你很清楚看见,
very clearly you can see.
先知, 祭司,
you can see the prophet, the priest, and the king.
那所罗巴伯是谁呢?
Now who is Zerubbabel?
所罗巴伯如果他们不被掳的话,
now Zerubbabel, if they were not in captivity,
如果他们在犹大地是继续借着大卫 的那一个宝座继续下去的话,
now if they were in the promised land and in the lineage in the throne of David,
所罗巴伯就是在犹大做王的人,
Zerubbabel was one to reign in Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹你很容易看到这一个,
brothers and sisters, very easily we can see this,
因为只要你翻到马太福音第一章,
because when you turn to Matthew chapter 1,
你看一看我们的主的那个家谱,
when you look at the genealogy of the Lord,
你就很清楚看到所罗巴伯的这个名字在那里,
very clearly you can see the name of Zerubbabel there.
虽然那个时候是一个破落,
even though at that time it was a fallen royal family, yet he is still in the lineage of the king.
按照次序来说,
according to the lineage, he is on the throne.
那你留意到现在在哈该书里边神先上三个人说话,
so here you can see in the book of Haggai, God first speaks to three individuals,
先知祭司君王,
he speaks to the prophet, the priest, and the king.
那因此弟兄姊妹你就晓得祭司说话的那一个目的是非常严肃,
therefore brothers and sisters, you can take note of the fact the purpose of speaking is very solemn.
严肃在什么地方呢?
Where is the severity?
严肃在,
it is solemn because
因为这一次神说话的目的 乃是要告诉百姓, 建殿的工程不能再迟延了。
The severity of these words is God is to tell His people, you cannot delay in building my temple anymore.
马上要恢复了。
You must immediately restore the work.
为什么?
Why?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们读以斯拉记的时候
，when we read Ezra，
我们也已经提过了
，we already made mention，
建殿是外面的动作
，when you build a temple， it is the external action，
但那个实际是什么
？But what is the reality？
实际乃是重新建立，显明。神的见证
The reality is once again to build, to restore the testimony of God.
是神的见证重新显明在人的眼前
It is that the testimony of God is once again manifested before man.
所以那个殿建起来或是建不起来，那是直接和神的见证发生关联。
Therefore, whether the temple is able to be built or not, it has a direct relationship with the testimony of God.
那神的见证必须要显明。
Now, the testimony of God must be displayed.
不能不显明的。
It cannot be hidden.
虽然人的愚昧可以拖延神的见证。
Now, even though the foolishness of man may delay the testimony of God,
但是这只不过是一个拖延而已。
Yet, this is only a delay.
不能叫神的见证就停在那里，隔在那里，不再发展。
It cannot cause the testimony of God to cease there, no longer to be displayed.
不会。
No.
因为神要做的，神一定把它做成。
Because what God is to do, He will complete it.
那所以，当神那个时候借着哈该来说话的时候
，So at that time when God spoke through Haggai,
乃是把神指明。要显明神的见证的这一个心意，重新的眺望起来。
God once again is to stir the hearts of His people concerning His own testimony.
现在我们就要来留意。
Now we must pay attention.
那十年多的时间里面
，Over a decade of time，
神的百姓是怎么想的呢
？What did the people of God think？
他们当然，他们外面的那个理由就是说
，Of course, the external reason is
神的时间没有到
，God's time has not yet come。
所以圣殿就做好了根基，就隔下来了。
So after we laid the foundation for the temple, we stopped。
但是你看到里面去的时候
，But when you look into it，
事情并不是这样简单。
That is not so simple。
因为他们所提出来的那些理由根本不是理由。
Because the reasons they make mention are not reasons at all.
我们留意第二节那里说的。
We can take note of verse 2.
是神自己说出来的。
It is God himself who says this.
他说这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。
This people say the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built.
用什么事是真的尚未来到呢
？Brothers and sisters, is that true? It's not yet come.
怎么可能尚未来到呢
？How can that be possible? It's not yet come.
如果是尚未来到的话
，If it's not yet come，
他们这一批人现在应该还是在巴比伦。
Then this group of people ought to still be in Babylon.
他们现在并不在巴比伦。
Now they're no longer in Babylon.
他们这些人是从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷。
Now this group has returned from Babylon to Jerusalem.
不单是他们人回到耶路撒冷。
Not only did they physically return to Babylon，
还把从前圣殿里被掳的那个物件都带回来。
But they also brought back the vessels which were taken from the temple.
又带着古列王的命令回来。
They also brought back King Cyrus's command when they returned.
还加上古列王也为他们所预备的一些个财物回来。
They also brought back the resources, the material which King Cyrus prepared for them.
那么明显的事情。
It is so evident.
怎么能说是建造神的殿的时间没有到。
How can it be they would say that it's not yet time for the Lord's house to be built?
这个是说不过去的。
This is not reasonable.
因为他们从巴比伦回来就是为了建造圣殿。
Because this is for the very purpose why they returned from Babylon to build the temple.
如果时间没有到的话
，If the time is not yet come,
古列王不会说话。
King Cyrus will not speak.
怎么古列王会做一些那样不合一般情理的事情
？Why would King Cyrus do something that is uncommon, unreasonable？
怎么可以把一些奴隶释放过去做自由人呢
？Why would King Cyrus set the slaves free for them to be free？
怎么会把掳掠来的那些战利品还给他们
？Why would they return the spoils from victory of the war？
这是都是不寻常的事。
That is something not common at all。
所以，如果他们稍微再回想一下，我们为什么不留在巴比伦
？So if they somewhat consider why the fact is they're no longer in Babylon，
那他们就知道他们这个理由是不成立的。
Then they'll realize this reason is not valid。
那如果他们这个理由不成立，
Now if this reason is not valid,
那真实的原因是什么？
What is the true reason?
那为什么他们停止不建殿呢？
Why is it they stop building the temple?
啊，我们可以这样说。
We can say it this way.
从一方面来看，
On the one aspect,
啊，神的百姓，
The people of God,
当时从巴比伦回来只是一个热情的冲动。
At the time when they returned from Babylon, it was only their zeal that they were moved emotionally.
因为有几方面的事情是让他们可以很冲动的。
There are many aspects that allow for them to be excited in this way.
第一固然是我们可以回家了。
On the one hand, of course, the feeling is now we can return home.
弟兄姊妹，你不知道这一种心情对犹太人来说是何等的不可思议。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot realize, you cannot fathom the extent of this feeling amongst the Jews.
你不要说是他们当时。
Not only at that time.
那就是现在你到以色列去旅游。
Even now, if you go and visit Israel,
你还碰到这种情绪。
You will still encounter this emotion.
94年。
In 94, 94年
的时候我们去以色列。
In 94, when we visited Israel.
那在耶路撒冷那个圣殿就是现在的清真寺的那个地方。
Now in the temple in Jerusalem, that's where the mosque is now.
那个带着我们的那个导游啊，他们就给我们说了一番话。
Now the tour guide that was leading us said these words to us.
不但是他说。
Not only did he say it.
但是 Lance 弟兄也是在当中。
But even Brother Lance was there.
And Lance 也是说同样的话。
Even Lance said the same words.
什么话？
What did they say?
我简单的来提就。
Now I'll just mention lightly.
2000多年了，差不多2000年了。
Almost 2,000 years.
我们都流浪在外边。
We have been scattered, dispersed throughout.
我们都盼望回家。
Now we all long to go home.
每年月节的时候。
Every year, each Passover.
我们都在守月节的时候，就说明年我们相会在耶路撒冷。
Each year when we keep the Passover, we always say next year we'll meet in Jerusalem.
但是我们说明年我们在耶路撒冷碰头。
Yet, even time, every time we say next year we'll meet in Jerusalem.
说了快两千年。
We have said these words for almost 2,000 years. We still say the same words.
但是现在我们不必说了。
But now we no longer have to say that.
我们已经回家了。
We already returned home.
我们是在家里了。
We're already at home.
那个导游是这样说。
The tour guide said that.
Lance 弟兄也是这样说。
Brother Lance said that.
弟兄姊妹，你就留意到。
Brothers and sisters, you take note.
他们这样的一种情绪是非常的高的。
This type of emotion is extremely high.
当年他们从巴比伦回来。
Now, on that year when they returned from Babylon.
他们从巴比伦回来。
When they returned.
你晓得他们那个情绪也是很高的。
You must realize their emotion was extremely high as well.
虽然只有70年。
And even though only 70 years.
但70年对他们来说太长了。
But those 70 years to them were too long.
也许在感觉上比700年还要长。
Perhaps those 70 years were longer than a period of 700 years to them. More than 7,000 years to them.
但是不管怎么长。
Regardless of how long that period is.
现在我们可以回家。
And how we're able to go home.
所以他们兴高采烈都回来了。
So that now they're very joyful and excited to go home.
头一件事情。
Now that's one aspect.
但是这种热情。
But this kind of zeal.
只能维持人的冲动一个短时间。
Can only sustain the impulse of man for a short period of time.
不能维持人的那个冲动可以很久。
It cannot forever prolong the impulse of man.
不单是这样的事情。
Not only that aspect.
对我们人来说任何事情都好。
But not only to that, but to us, any aspect.
他们可以都带给我们一阵子的激动。
Now, our emotions can impact us and give us some impact.
但是因为这种激动没有根呢。
But because of this impulse, there's no foundation, no root.
那所以那个激动过了，那好像就平静下来。
So after the initial excitement is gone, it seems like now you're calm again.
那当时犹大人回到耶路撒冷，他们的那个光景就是如此。
Now that's the condition of the Jews when they return to Jerusalem.
你看到他们在那边立圣殿的根基的时候。
You can see as they lay the foundation of the temple.
我们引过说了以斯拉记第三章那里。
We already went to Ezra chapter 3 there.
那些老当中的老年人，他们见过这个殿的。
Now the old men who saw the previous temple.
哦，他们就大声哭泣。They
wept loudly.
也可以说是悲，有点悲哀。
Or you can say they wept and there was some grief and sorrow.
但是你同时可以说他们是乐极流泪。
But you can say they were crying for joy.
我们现在重新来建造神的殿了。
But now once again we are restoring, building the temple of God.
那年轻人跟那孩子们。
And the young men and the children.
他们只知道我们是被掳到外邦去。
They only know that they were captivity in exile.
我们没有见过从前的殿。
We haven't seen the previous temple.
但现在我们回到从前的殿的原来的地方。
But now we return to the original place of the temple.
我们在那里重新要为神的名建造殿。
There, once again, we'll build the temple in the name of the Lord.
这是何等激动的事情。
How exciting this is.
是他们从老到少。
So from old to young, they're very excited. But this excitement by their emotion,
没有根了,
there is no root. Because they have not grasped onto one thing. We can return from Babylon. It is God who has sent us back. It is God's faithfulness that allows for us to return. And the purpose of God sending us back is for us once again to be His witnesses. Because God wants to gain us. God also would manifest His dwelling place on earth through us.
那弟兄们，如果他们很清楚地抓牢的这一个,
Now, brothers and sisters, if we can grab hold of this tightly,
那环境也许有点不顺,
perhaps, even though the circumstances may not be smooth,
但是他们知道他们做的是什么,
but they will realize what they're doing. Because what they're doing is holding fast.
持守什么呢?
What are they holding fast to? They're holding fast to the testimony of God. They're holding fast to the heart of God.
如果他们持定这样的一个看见,
now if they held fast to that vision,
那他们就看到了没有任何的事物可以阻挡我们持守神的见证,
then they will realize nothing can hinder us from holding fast to the testimony of God.
很可惜的,
sadly,
他们当时只有外面的那个冲动,
they only have that excitement, that external zealousness.
却没有从里面看见神见证的恢复,
yet within they do not see the restoration of the testimony of God.
所以外头有一点的难处,
so without there are some difficulties.
在环境的眼见的里边有一点的阻碍,
what is visible there are some hindrances.
他们就放下手里头所做的,
then they put down what their work of their hand.
他们就说,
then they say,
时间还没有到,
the time is not yet come.
我们犯不着,
we don't need to labor so hard.
弟兄姊妹们,
now, brothers and sisters, this is not reasonable.
当时神的百姓就是落在这种,
at that time, the people of God was in this darkness.
当然,你往深一层去追,
of course, if you go a step further,
你还可以留意到一件事情,
you can also take note of one thing.
神差遣我们回来建造圣殿,
God sent us back to build the temple.
现在我们都没有建造,
now we did not build.
但是为什么没有建造呢?
Now why didn't we build?
不是单单说神的时间没有到,
it is not only because God's time has not yet come.
而是你看到,
but you can see,
在他们的里面,
within them,
并不以神的事为重,
they were not mindful of God's business.
而也不以神的话为事,
they did not put much weight, emphasis on the word of God.
这个是最严肃的问题,
that is what is solemn and severe.
因为你不尊重神,
because if you do not respect God,
不以神的话为事,
and you do not honor His word,
也不以神的那个安排, 作为他们唯一的,考虑,
and you do not consider what God's arrangements are,
那当然,
of course then,
他们没有办法继续做下去,
very naturally they cannot continue on.
因此他们就停下来,
therefore they stopped.
但是你停下来。
But if you stop,
你总得要找到一个理由来啊。
You still need to find another reason.
那个最好的理由就是。
The best reason would be,
神的时间没有到。
God's time has not yet come.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们刚才说了
We already said,
这个不能成为理由的
That is not valid reason at all.
因为他们能回到犹大那就是神的时间已经到
But the very fact they can return to Judah, that is God's time.
那当然他们除了这一个
Of course, besides that,
还有另外一个理由
There's another reason.
那是特别是在第二章的时候神的话来对付他们的
That is especially from the word of God in chapter 2.
我们不说他先不说他们的理由
We won't first won't go into those reasons.
我们要说的是
What we must say
为什么他们要找理由
Why they must find a reason.
不说理由你就没有办法给人说得明白
Without reasoning, you cannot explain it to men.
神叫你们回来建造圣殿，那你们现在为什么不做呢
？God has called you to return to build the temple. How come you stop now?
你总得要有个理由。
You must have a reason.
所以就造一些理由出来。
So you make up some reasons.
但弟兄姊妹，你很清楚的看见。
But brothers and sisters, clearly you can see.
一些造出来的理由
，all the reasons that are made up，
都不是理由。
They are not reasons.
你一摆出来就给人看穿的了。
When you place it forth, it is seen through.
所以严格的说起来
To be very strict
是他们没有尊重神的话
It is the fact they did not honor the word of God
但是这个不是他们的专利
But this is not only just their right
我们承认我们人的天然里面也常常是如此
We confess by nature man is quite often that way
神要我们跟上的事情
When God wants us to follow on,
我们不甘心
We're not willing.
那不甘心那当然就不跟了
Of course, when we're not willing, we will not follow.
但是你不跟上你总又要找个理由来说明
Yeah, when you don't follow on, you must have a reason.
所以弟兄姊妹你真看到了
So brothers and sisters, surely you can see.
如果神不怜悯我们
If God is not merciful on us,
我们常常就是活在理由里
Many times we live in our reasoning.
但是许多的理由就在那里见证我们偏离了主
But all those reasonings only testify to the fact that we have strayed from the Lord.
许多的理由是说出我们里面没有尊重主
All the reasoning only points out the fact that we did not honor the Lord.
因此有一件事情很严肃
Now, brothers and sisters, there's one thing very strict, very solid. One who truly follows the Lord,
他们从来不讲理由
They never have reason.
他们只知道一件事
They only know one thing.
神要做
God is to do it.
神喜悦
God is pleased.
就是这么一点
That is so simple.
如果一找出理由来
If there's a reason,
弟兄姊妹你知道
Brothers and sisters, you realize
有故事
There is a story behind it.
我们求主怜悯我们
We have the Lord be merciful to us.
我跟弟兄姊妹说过的
I mentioned this to brothers and sisters.
以前我还年轻的时候
Before when I was young,
那是刚好解放不久
That was after the liberation, not too long.
苏联对中国的那个影响是蛮大的。
Now the influence of Soviet Union was great on China.
是在解放不太久的时候。
So not long after the liberation.
在苏联的那个影响的底下，每年都有世界青年大会。
Under the Soviet Union's influence, each year there was an annual movement for the young youth, for the young people.
或者在莫斯科举行，或者在南斯拉夫举行，反正都是在那些东欧国家跟苏联。
Whether it be Moscow or it's in the Soviet Union or in the European cities.
内容就很多姿多彩的了。
And so, all the activities were very colorful, very exciting.
有文艺的，有音乐的，有那个戏剧的，有体育的，哦，很多很多的内容。
There are many, many different categories. There was art and music, and there was the sports. There are different activities.
那是我刚好还是在大学二年级三年级的时候。
That was in my third year of college.
那一年又要全国又要组织那些年轻人
那代表团的出去了。 So that year, the China was to have to representation of the youth there to bring them to this annual conference, this meeting.
那时在广东啊，那也就是要选出那个排球的代表队。
So from Guangdong, they were to find a representation for the volleyball team.
那我们学校也报名去参加选拔了。
Now our school also has submitted our form so that we can be selected. We can be one of the nominee.
我起初就没想到说。
Now at the beginning.
没什么意思，不。
I didn't consider this. It was nothing to me.
但是外面的那种鼓吹啊，总把就是把人。
But all the excitement from without would somehow stir our hearts.
有机会去看看也好啊。
Oh, so it's actually a good chance for me to go and take a look and see what's going on.
那所以那个我们学校那个体育主任啊，他来找我说，你要不要参加选拔？
And so the sports director of our school suggested if I wanted to be a candidate.
我说好啊。
I said fine.
那当然，那就要出去参加选拔了。
And so I have to go out and try.
但是我怎么和弟兄姊妹们交代？
But how do I try to explain to brothers and sisters?
好好的，你又跑去选拔这个干什么？
Now everything's well here. Why do I have to go and try out for this?
那当时我就提出了一个理由。
And so I made this mention, this reason.
我还把我们那时候。 在学校里头，我们都称他大哥大哥的一个弟兄啊，骗得他团团转。And
even at that time, my reasoning was able to deceive the older brother in our fellowship. We consider him older brother. I explained my reason to him. I was able to deceive him.
因为我的理由是什么呢？
What was my reason then?
我的理由是说，
So my reason was,
共产党是不相信神的。Now
the communists, they do not believe in God.
苏联那边对教会的光景是怎么样，我们不太完全知道。Now
we have completely no idea how the Soviet Union's view is on the church.
但是中国的教会前面要面临的那个光景是如何，我们目前也没有看得清楚。Now
even at the present time, we do not know what the future holds for the church in China.
我说，如果这次，假如我能给选拔到，能到苏联去走一转的话，
Now perhaps if I was picked to go represent and I'm able to visit the Soviet Union,
那我就有机会去看看那边的教会。
Then that would allow for me to have the chance to see the church, the condition there.
那大概就可以给我们看到中国教会的前途有什么可以参考的地方。
Perhaps then that can be a reference then to the future of the church in China.
这个理由实在太好了。
Now this is a great reason.
在那个时候什么都不明朗的时候，能有个机会去求求人家。
Now in those days when everything was unclear and uncertain, and we have the chance to visit others and take a look.
但弟兄姊妹们，
About brothers and sisters.
这个是理由。
That is a reason.
我虽然把那个大哥骗得团团转。
Now even though I was able to deceive the older brother in the fellowship.
他说好啊，真是好机会啊。
He said, that's great, that's a good chance.
去试试看嘛。
Go, try out.
但是我连我自己都不相信。
But yet,
我说的。
I can't even believe I said it.
因为你到了那边去，你哪有时间给你去看这看那。
Because when you are actually there, if you were picked, you won't have time to go here and go there.
什么都是集体活动。
Everything is that you are together with your group.
但是要找个理由嘛。
But I have to find a reason.
没有什么理由比这个理由更有力。
Now I have no other reason that is as strong as this reason to win their approval.
当然我是落选了，没有去成。
Of course, then I was not picked and I couldn't go.
但是我不能抹掉。 我那个制造理由的那一段故事，
But I cannot wipe out the story that I had to make up the reason.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚的可以看见，
Brothers and sisters, very clearly you can see.
在我们跟随主的事上面，
In the matters when we follow the Lord,
真正认识神的人，
One who truly knows God,
他们是不需要讲理由的，
They don't need any reasoning.
他们只知道 神喜喜悦喜悦，那个就是理由。
They only know the fact that if it's pleasing to God, that is enough reason.
神不喜悦，那个就不是理由。
If God is not pleased, that is not there's no reasoning.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
当时的犹大人，他们举了。的理由说起来都是头头是道的。
The Jews, they had their reasonings and all made sense and were logical.
因为这里说
Because here it says,
神的时间没有到。
God's time has not yet come.
如果神的时候到了
If God's time came,
我们不会碰到有难处。
We won't have any difficulty.
是神的时间到了
If God's time came,
神一定负责给我们打开。
God will be responsible to open the way.
神没有给我们打开。
He did not open the way.
所以神的时间没有到。
Therefore, God's time is not yet come.
弟兄姊妹们
Now, brothers and sisters,
我们千万要记得。
We must remember.
你行走在主要我们行走的路上面。
When we go on the path which God desires
us to go on, 神没有保证我们没有难处的。
God did not promise us that there are no difficulties.
我们唱的诗歌都是这样说了。
Even the hymn which we sing says,
神未曾应许天色常蓝。
God has never promised skies always blue.
也没有应许花香强漫。
And he has never promised our pathways are strewn with roses.
弟兄姊妹，你说那个是诗歌。
Now brothers and sisters say, that's only a hymn.
那不是主说的话。
That's not the Lord's words.
但是主也是这样的给我们说啊。
But the Lord also says that to us.
你们进入神的国要经过许多的艰难啊。
Now you must strive through, much difficulty, diligent, into the kingdom of God.
那你进入神的国，这个不是神要做的事吗？
Now isn't this what you want to do to enter into the kingdom of God?
那既然是神做的事情就没有艰难。
And so, if it's something of God, there's no difficulty then.
但是感谢我们的神
But we thank God.
他没有隐藏任何的事实
He did not hide any fact.
他明明地告诉我们
He clearly tells us.
你们进入神的国要必须要经历许多的艰难
Now in order to enter the kingdom of God, you encounter much difficulty. There's violence.
弟兄姊妹你记得
Brothers and sisters, you remember.
当我们的主跟门徒渡过加利利海的时候
When our Lord went across the Sea of Galilee with his disciples,
是主说要到那边去啊。
The Lord said to go to the other side.
主也和他们同在船上啊。
The Lord was also with them on the boat.
但我们就会想
Then we would think.
那这样门徒到加利利渡海那是很平顺的。
Then it would be smooth sailing since the Lord is with them for them to go to the other side.
但是你看这样他们渡海的过程里遇到风浪。
But you can see in their journey there was the storm.
你说为什么在走的路上会有风浪?
You question, why would there be the storm along the Lord's way?
就是因为在走的路上就有风浪。
It is because that is on the Lord's way, there is the storm.
我们读福音书的时候我们晓得那个风浪不是普通的风浪。
We realize when we read the gospel, that storm is not a common storm.
就是因为主在那里所以就有风浪。
It is because the fact the Lord was there, there was the storm.
因为那个风浪是从仇敌来的。
Because the storm came from the enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们千万不要有一个错觉在那里。
So brothers and sisters, do not have this misunderstanding.
以为是神喜悦的事情，我们跟上去一定是一帆风顺。
If we think this is pleasing to God and we follow on, it surely will be smooth sailing.
不一定。
It may not be.
主允许我们经过艰难。
God allows for us to go through difficulty.
甚至有些时候是主安排我们去经过。
Even at times, it is the Lord who arranges the hardship for us.
不要自己骗自己，以为我行走在主喜悦的路上没有艰难。
Do not deceive yourself and think if I'm on the Lord's way, there's no difficulty at all.
主没有这样给我们说过。
God have never said this to us.
主只是告诉我们说。
God only told us.
人所遇见的试探。
The temptation which we encounter.
那是神允许的咯。
That is allowed by God.
无非是人所能受的。
It is something that is bearable to us.
不过神有应许。
Yet, God also promised.
在你们受不住的时候。
That when you cannot no longer bear.
他就给你们开一条出路。
He will give you a way of escape.
叫你们受得住。
So that you're able to bear.
那弟兄说你留意主说的。
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention to the Lord's
word. 他没有说我们不遇到。难处。
He did not say we would not encounter difficulty.
但他的应许却是在难处里边有应许。
But the promise is that in our difficulty, there is a promise.
有拯救,
there's deliverance.
有扶持,
there's support.
叫我们可以走得过来,
so that we're able to go through.
这并不是我们留意到当时普遍的犹大的百姓,
so we can see for the people in general there.
他们都觉得神的时间没有到,
they all feel God's time has not yet come.
他们忘了,
they have forgotten.
他们从巴比伦回来就说出时间已经到了。
The fact they returned from Babylon is the fact that it is time.
所以根本的问题是他们没有持守神的心意。
So the basic reason is they did not hold fast to the heart of God.
没有持守神的见证。
They did not hold fast to the testimony of God.
这是一方面我说的太多了。
This is one aspect, I spent too much time on it.
那另外一方面呢,
and another aspect,
他们没有办法 在那个时候, 来继续建造神的殿,
another reason why they cannot continue to build the Lord's temple.
在当时, 立刻的反应乃是因为乐在眼见的里头。
The immediate response, the reason was that they fell into what is visible.
因为注意了眼见的事情,
because they took note of what is visible.
所以就觉得没有路可以走。
Therefore, they felt there's no way that we can go
forward. 因为睁开眼睛一看,
when we look with our eyes,
到处都是阻挡,
there are hindrances all over.
本地有本地的阻挡,
there's local hindrance.
君王那边有君王的阻挡,
there's hindrance from the king.
再加上, 犹大人之中间也不够同心。
Even amongst the Jews themselves, they were not in one accord.
在这种光景的底下, 事实是没有办法来把圣殿的工程维持下去。
In those conditions, you cannot continue on the construction.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们刚才已经提过了,
we already made mention.
你要落到眼见里头去的时候,
if you are into a condition where you're living by sight,
首先你碰到的就是那个,
first, you see the circumstances.
如果碰上环境,
if you encounter the circumstances,
而我们心思里面很清楚地知道,
in our hearts we clearly know,
不管是什么样的环境,
regardless of the condition,
都是主在那里管理着的,
it is the Lord who is governing.
那环境的环境上面的阻挡就不会叫我们从神的见证那里头,
then the hindrances from our condition, our circumstances, will not cause us to be dim regarding the testimony.
我们是在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
我们后来看到以色列人, 犹大人心思苏醒过来的时候,
later on, when we see the Jews and their hearts awaken,
环境没有改变,
the situation is still the same.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
建殿的工程就开始继续,
the construction work once again began, it continued.
直到 把殿建好,
until they finish the building.
那因此弟兄姊妹你可以看到,
therefore, brothers and sisters, you can see,
落在眼见的里边, 那是非常阻挡神的见证的显明的。
When we live in the condition where we live by sight, it is a great obstacle for the testimony of God to be manifested.
许多的时候我们是被一些,
many a times we bear burdens where we don't need to bear.
有些是那个担子是我们自己找来的。
Sometimes we create our own burdens.
有些是我们的人的好心肠所制造出来的。
Sometimes it may be created by our good intentions.
担心这个担心那个。
We worry about this, worry about that.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们要看到一件事,
we must see one thing.
如果是神的见证,
if it is God's testimony,
如果是神要显明的,
if it's God who is manifested,
那是神自己去负责,
God himself will bear the responsibility.
我们没有必要去背任何的重担,
we don't need to bear any burden.
除非我们不知道是神要做的,
unless we do not know that God is at work.
如果不知道是神要做的, 你就不要去做,
if we do not know God is at work, don't do it.
如果你知道那是神要做的,
if you know that's what God is to do,
你就仰望主就好,
just look to the Lord.
不需要背任何的重担,
we don't need to bear any burden.
当时犹大人, 在, 重建圣殿的事上面, 就发生过这样,
but for the Jews, in the building of the temple, they have this difficulty.
他们落在眼界的里头就, 对 环境所发生的事情就产生了怀疑。
Living by sight, when they are surrounded by different situations, doubt arose.
那这是一面。
That's one aspect.
另外还有一面。
There's another aspect.
这是牵涉到他们第二章所提到的那个理由的。
This has to do with the reason they had in chapter 2.
他这个理由和他们说神的时间还没有到也有点关联的。
This reason has something to do with the reason they have that God's time has not yet come.
他们就想
They thought,
现在我们这样的光景来建造神的殿。
If we're in this condition to build the temple of God,
这个殿一定不会很华美。
Now, this temple will not be very majestic.
不要说要超越过从前的那个殿。
Not to speak that it must surpass the previous temple.
连赶得上过去的那个殿也没有条件。
Now, it's not even qualified to meet the standard of the previous temple.
那既然是这样。
Now, if that is the case.
那反正环境上面已经有点阻挡。
Now, since the situation gives us some obstacle.
那我们就不如等等。
Why don't we wait a little bit?
那我们等到我们更有条件的时候。
Why don't we wait till we're a little bit more qualified?
我们要建造一个殿比从前那个殿更华美。
We'll build a temple even more majestic, more splendid than the previous one.
那这样才能显明神自己的见证。
Then that will manifest the testimony of God.
这个是第二章里边他们所持的另外一个理由。
That's the reason they have in chapter 2.
但是这个理由也不行。
But that is also not a valid reason.
我们这个理由的话我们看到第二章的时候我们再说。
We'll go into those when we get into chapter 2.
我们现在要特别指出的。
Now what we must
point out especially. 就是他们当时灵里面的黑暗的那些原因。
That is the reasons for their spiritual darkness.
因为我们看得见他们落在那样的黑暗的里头也说出我们也同样会落到那种黑暗的里头。
Because when we're able to see that they have fallen into such spiritual darkness, likewise, we can fall into the same darkness.
你要留意到外面的那个表现。
We must take note of the external manifestation.
你要留意到外面的那就给人称许的那种要求。
When we take note of the praises for the requirement we have externally,
这就发生难处了。
There will be a difficulty then.
究竟今天我们在神的面前是要得人的称许还是要得神的称许？
In fact, today, do we want to please man rather than God?
我们都知道啊。
We all know.
从道理上我们都说我们要得神的称许。
In doctrine, we all say we want to please God.
但事实上我们自己里面知道。
But in fact, we all fully realize within.
有些时候我们偷偷的也盼望我们也得着人的称许。
Many a times, hiddenly, we still desire to gain the praises of man.
但是不管什么时候。
Regardless of what time,
如果我们里面那个心思稍微有一点的偏移，朝向要得人的称许的话，
if in our heart any time when we have a bit of inclination that we desire to gain the praises of man,
弟兄姊妹很自然你就发觉了。
Then very naturally, brothers and sisters,
我们里面的黑暗就开始了。
That is the beginning of our spiritual darkness.
你就没办法再清楚看见神心里面所要做的了。
No longer can we clearly see what God is to do.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当以色列人犹大人落到这样的那种提不起劲来的光景的时候。
Now when the Jews are in that condition where they just cannot lift up their energy.
失去了要在主的话语的光里面继续往前行的时候。
When they lost light to go forward in the word of God.
神就兴起先知们来跟他们说话了。
God raised up the prophets to speak to them.
说什么话呢？
What did God say?
就说出了哈该书整篇的话。
God spoke the entire book of Haggai.
让他们看见。
so that they can see.
不能再拖延,
you can no longer delay the construction work of God.
再让神要建造的事情停在那里不动,
you cannot allow for the rebuilding work of God to be ceased there, not going forward.
啊,我们感谢我们的神,
we thank our God.
那现在神向人说话了,
now God speaks to man.
神一说话的时候,
when God speaks,
神就让人 很清楚的看到一件事。
God allows for man to see one thing very, very clearly.
你们说建造神的殿的时间还没有到。
You say that the time to build the house of the Lord is not yet come.
但是你们自己
yet,
却在那里为自己建造华丽的房屋。
Are building for yourself white-sealed houses.
而神的殿 仍然在那里荒凉。
Yet, the Lord's house lies waste.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神用哈该先知向犹大的百姓说这样的一个很具体的事实。
When God used the prophet Haggai to speak these very practical words,
你们看现在神的殿仍旧荒凉。
Now, take a look, the temple of God is still in waste.
神说那个是神的殿已经说的太多了。
God has already spoken so many times that is his temple.
因为在那个时候神的殿只有根基。
Because at that time, the temple of God only has the foundation.
连墙那个墙壁都没有盖上了多少。
Not even the walls were built.
就隔在那里了。
It was just laid there.
人看到那个光景的时候,
when man sees that condition,
人家就会说了,
man will say,
怎么这里头要建筑什么?
What is the building that's going to be there?
怎么盖了一点点又不盖啊?
How come the work is a little bit now? 人家说这个是耶和华的殿啊。 They say this is the temple of God.
那耶和华的殿怎么会是这个样?
Now why would the temple of God look like this?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你就看到了,
you can see,
神的见证在这里给浅他了。
The temple, the testimony of God there is trampled upon.
所以主在那里说神的殿荒凉。
So the Lord is saying, my temple is in ruins.
不但是说到那个外表的殿,
he is not only speaking of the external
也说到那个殿的实际,
temple. He is speaking on the reality of the temple.
那个殿不成为殿。
Now the temple is not a temple.
那个根本就还不是殿。
It's not a temple.
但是这 确实称为叫做神的殿,
but it is called the temple of God.
弟兄姊妹,这个是非常严肃的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is very solemn.
但是神的话没有停在这,
but God's word did not stop here.
圣殿是荒凉,
yes, the temple is in ruins.
但是你们却住天花板的房屋,
yet you dwell in white-sealed houses.
你们却是在那个奢华艳落的里边过日子,
that you spend your days in the partying.
这个是非常不调和的。
Now this is not harmonious.
那弟兄姊妹们,
now brothers and sisters,
我们没有很细地看进他这个话的以前,
when we not go into the detail of these words,
我特别请弟兄姊妹留意, 当时神说话的时候, 怎么来介绍他自己。
I especially point out the fact when God speaks, how does he introduce himself?
弟兄姊妹你注意,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
神怎么说到他自己呢?
What did God call himself?
第二节,
verse
2. 万君之耶和华如此说,
thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying,
第五节,
verse
5. 现在万君之耶和华如此说,
now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts,
弟兄姊妹你留意,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
从在什么时候开始?
When did this begin?
神向他的百姓说到他自己的时候, 把万军之这几个字加在他称为耶和华的这个事实上面。
When did God use this introduction of himself when he speaks to his people that he is the Lord of hosts?
弟兄姊妹你在 以前历史书里头你没有看到这个名字。
Brothers and sisters, before the historical books, you did not see this name of the Lord.
你在早期的先知的书上也没有看到这个名字。
In the earlier prophetic books, you did not see this name of the Lord.
什么时候你看到?
When do you begin to see this?
耶和华成了万军之耶和华呢?
When is it that the Lord became the Lord of hosts?
特别来到被掳前, 被掳前后, 特别是被掳其中, 的时候，你看到神一直说到他是称为万军之耶和华。
It is especially before and after the captivity, especially during this period, God calls himself the Lord of hosts.
出现的比较多了，是在这段时间里。
This name appears most during this period.
弟兄姊妹，你留意一下。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
为什么神这样说到他自己？
Why is it that God calls himself by this name?
耶和华已经不是很足够了吗？
Now, isn't the name, the Lord, Jehovah, is that not enough?
从永远到永远的神不是已经很足够了吗？
From everlasting to everlasting, isn't that enough for God's name?
我永远是现在的神不是已经很足够了吗？
Isn't the name of the Lord I'm ever, I am, isn't that enough?
但为什么在这一个时候，神要说出万军之耶和华呢？
Now why is it the Lord has to have this point outstanding that he is the Lord of hosts?
当然耶和华的那个意义一点都没有更动。
Of course, the meaning of Jehovah, the Lord, is not changed at all.
但是却特别的加上万军。
But yet, he points out, he adds on of hosts.
万军之耶和华。
He is the Lord of hosts.
弟兄姊妹，只要你和当时的那个神的百姓的遭遇和他们心里面的意念做一个比较，你立刻就找出答案的了。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you compare the condition of the people and what they encounter, immediately you will find the answer to that.
当神的百姓给环境喝倒的时候。
Now when the people of God, they were threatened and they fell because of their circumstances.
当神的百姓只看见环境的凶险而没有看见他们自己的安全的保证的时候。
Now when the people of God only saw the danger around them, yet they did not see the protection of the Lord.
当神的百姓只看见敌人强大而自己弱小的时候。
Now when the people of God only saw the strength of the enemy and saw how little they were.
就说在这样的一个光景里。
Now brothers and sisters, in that condition,
神说话说到他自己。
God speaks and speaks of himself.
你要注意。
Take note.
谁跟你说话？
Who is speaking to you?
万军之耶和华跟你说话。
It is the Lord of hosts speaking to you.
你要真是看见这个万军之耶和华。
Now, if you see the fact, it is the Lord of hosts.
你就看到了所有眼见的事物所加给你的重担都没有可能再存留了。
You will realize that all the visible burdens that are given to you no longer can stand.
不是因为你马上就刚强起来。
It is not that immediately you'll be strengthened.
你可能还是一样的软弱。
Perhaps you're still just as weak.
你还是一样的短缺。
You're still come short.
但是你看见万军之耶和华。
But you see the fact that it is the Lord of hosts.
你可以放心。
You can relax.
你所有的担心都没有根据。
All your worries have no foundation.
因为现在是耶和华站在你旁边。
Because it is now the Lord standing on your side.
他不单是耶和华。
Not only is he the Lord,
他更是万军之耶和华。
Even more so, he is the Lord of hosts.
你一直觉得没有安全。
You always feel there's no security.
你一直觉得没有力量。
You feel there's no strength.
你一直觉得你是给人践踏的。
You feel you're trampled upon.
你连抬头的力气都没有。
You do not even have the strength to lift your head.
但神说。
But God says,
是万军之耶和华跟你说话。
It is the Lord of hosts speaking to you.
是万军之耶和华把你带起来。
It is the Lord of hosts who lifts you up.
要让你知道你今天所站的地位。
So that you know the position in which you stand
today. 要让你知道你今天所有的身份。
So that you know the status you have today.
而不是你能做什么。
It is not that you are able to do anything.
是万军之耶和华要用着你去做他要做的。
But it's the Lord of hosts who use you to do what he wants done.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那这些话不单是在旧约，以色列的百姓他们十分十分的需要。
Now these are not only words that the people of Israel need during their time.
我们说我们一样的需要。
We say we need that word as well.
我们今天也需要看见万军之耶和华。
Today we also need to see the Lord of hosts.
虽然今天我们看这位万军之耶和华是我们的父。
Though we see the Lord of hosts today as our father.
但是我们也不得不承认。
But we must also confess.
我们固然是接受他做我们的父。
Of course we accept him to be our father.
同时我们也不能忽略他是万军之耶和华。
At the same time, we cannot neglect the fact that he is also the Lord of hosts.
是万军之耶和华成了我们的父。
It is the Lord of hosts who has become our father.
虽然我们读哈该书还没有进到哈该书的那个主要的内容。
Even though we are reading the book of Haggai, yet we did not enter into the main content of the book.
但是这是在属灵的认识上面所需要的，我们实在是要在看哈该书进入它的中心内容以前，我们要掌握住。
But these are spiritual understanding that we must have and grab onto before we enter into the words of Haggai.
能让我们真知道。
So that we would truly know.
我们的主说,
Our Lord says,
耶和华岂有难成的事吗?
There's nothing impossible with the Lord.
有什么重担是他举不起来的?
Is there anything too hard for him?
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他是万军之耶和华。
Because he is the Lord of hosts.
因为他是承担我们一切重担的主。
Because he is the Lord who bears all our infirmities.
我们今天在神面前所要留意的。
What we need to take note of today before God
不是环境上的凶险
It is not the danger in our situation
而是我是不是走在神要我走的路上
But it's the fact Am I going on the way which God desires me to be
on 如果我是走在主要我走的路上
If I'm on the path which the Lord wants me to be on
感谢主
Thank the Lord
我有把握能平静安稳的来看他怎么做成他要做的
I have confidence to know fully that I can be at peace and rest to see what he is to do.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
虽然现在犹大人不是过红海。
Though the Jews now are not going across the Red Sea.
他们是在盖圣殿。
They are building the temple.
那弟兄姊妹你看到。
But brothers and sisters, you see.
那个原则仍然是过红海的那个时候。他们所经历的原则。
The principle is the same as the principle they experienced when they crossed the Red Sea.
我们在跟随主的路上，我们也是同样的去经历这样的原则。
Likewise, when we follow the Lord, we experience the same principle.
我们感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们今天还是在哈该书的题外来有一些预备。
Today we're still outside. The text of Haggai to have some preparation.
但愿我们读到哈该书的时候，我们从其中也看到我们今天跟随主的那个功课。
So that when we read into the book of Haggai, we can also see the lessons we have as we follow the Lord today.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这。
I think we'll end our sharing here today.